Welcome into the 65 Toss Power Trap Studios. We know the Chiefs met the New England Patriots in this divisional round game. Heading to Gillette Stadium, we know is a tough place to play, but the one benefit was that Jeremy Maclin actually got on the field today, even after that mile-high ankle sprain he suffered last week. The Patriots would start with the ball, and Brady would start with his favorite target. That, of course, is Rob Gronkowski. He takes this ball up 32 yards into Chiefs territory, and he stuck with him. Brady to Gronkowski. This is an 8-yard touchdown, 7-0 Patriots, but the Chiefs would respond.
Absolutely. The Chiefs did a nice job in this type of situation. You wanted to see them make plays downfield. Jeremy Maclin got things going early, and Alex Smith, decision-making, precise, did a great job today, sniffing out first downs with his arm, with his legs, making decisions. And then they mix it up a little bit and run the college option there to Chuck Kendrick West and get a first down. Unfortunately, he had to settle for a field goal.
A 34-yard field goal made by Cairo Santos makes it 7-3. And then a little bit later, the Chiefs would line up to punt. Watch Amendola. A little bit of controversy on this play.
Well, this in the past used to be able to knock down the coverage unit and not allow them to knock the ball down. But here, it's a clear penalty. Decleats the Chiefs, and the Patriots have to settle for the ball inside the 2-yard line.
It's a personal foul. Mac backs the Patriots up to the 2-yard line, but can't stop Brady. Keyshawn Martin for 42 yards, and eventually it'd be a 1-yard sneak. Patriots go up 14-3 at the time. The Chiefs would get a field goal, so it's 14-6 into the half, and then the Chiefs start with the ball and actually look pretty good to start this second half.
Well, Pete, this team offensively and defensively has been outstanding all season long in making second half adjustments at halftime. They get things going with Chris Conley, then the run game with Nile Davis, and Alex Smith, obviously as precise as he's been all season long, the weight of the game on his shoulders, made throw after throw, and unfortunately here, you'll see this from this angle. You see, Nile Davis does a nice job catching the ball, securing it with two hands, but he loses his right arm and the ball gets dislodged by the Patriots. Turnover, Patriots.
The fumble confirmed in a replay, so the Patriots start with the shorter field. Brady back to Gronkowski, that one for 18 yards in the middle of the field, and then Gronkowski beats Eric Berry. That's for a 16-yard touchdown, 21-6 Patriots in the third quarter, and the Chiefs offense needs some points to keep this game alive.
Well, they need points. Specifically, they need to score touchdowns. In this situation, how about Alex Smith?
Wow.
Elusive in the pocket, heat on him, makes an absolute perfect throw to the Wiley vet and Jason Avant, which secures the catch, keeps this drive going, maneuvers the ball downfield. Another nice catch by Travis Kelce. They get the ball inside the red zone, and a perfectly thrown ball to Albert Wilson for the score. Nice job here. You'll see from this review, a nice out route by Albert Wilson and a second base throw by Alex Smith, where only Wilson could make the catch and secure it for the touchdown.
Patriots would get two field goals with 27-13. The Chiefs need to score fast, but watch this drive. As this drive goes on, the clock continues to tick and tick.
Yes, a couple of questionable decisions by the wide receivers. A great catch here, again, by Jason Avant, but Chris Conley could have gotten out of bounds and stopped the clock. And then here, Albert Wilson, again, good separation, opts to try to go for the touchdown, does not make it. Clock continues to move. Now we're inside a minute and 30 before we get the score by Charkandrick West.
There you see the toss to Charkandrick West, 27-20, but only 1 minute and 13 seconds left. The Patriots would recover an onside kick, then run out the clock. They win the game 27-20. You see a show of respect here by the two quarterbacks. Alex Smith had 50 passes on the day. That's because the Chiefs trailed for most of the game. But you look at this game as a whole, it's a lot of missed opportunities for this Chiefs team.
Absolutely. The defense that we've seen all season long, Pete, very opportunistic, did not come up with that clutch interception or that clutch turnover today. Tom Brady was great. We give him his props. But the defense had many opportunities, deflected passes, offense, a couple of drop passes as well, just couldn't get the vertical passing game going and couldn't score quickly. And I thought that was the name of the game. That was how this game unfolded. And unfortunately, you lose to the Super Bowl champs.